Sagt der Heilige Mischner weiter, man sagt das alles, Perek Yudches, Mischner Zayin, Akoine Sada bis Surya, Smucha le Eretz Yisrael. Syria, more or less, is where Syria is today. If you look at a map of Eretz Yisrael, it's like top right, northeast of Eretz Yisrael. Syria is Haram Nerayim, Haram Tzayva, that David HaMelech took over. David's invasion of that part of Syria is considered Kibush Yachid. Not all of Klal Yisrael were there together with him. Therefore, it's only Kibush Yachid. It's like a limited Kibush. It doesn't mamish become part of Eretz Yisrael. Some say the problem is that David went to take it before he finished taking over Eretz Yisrael proper. In other words, it was still Chalakim of Eretz Yisrael, where the Torah says that's Eretz Yisrael, and they weren't yet in his control. So, what's the din with Syria? There's actually a Machloikis Tanoim. We've had this in Masechtas Gittin, in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, and in other places. Does it have a din of Eretz Yisrael or not? L'maisa, it's a shtikalahin, a shtikalaher. In regard to certain things, it has din of Eretz Yisrael. In regard to certain things, it does not. For example, in regard to this din of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, it is Tame, just like Chutz La'aretz is. On the other hand, pears that grow in your backyard are not mechuyev in Tumas or Maisris, if your backyard is in Lakewood, Barapak, Flatbush, and so on. But peiros that grow in Syria are mechuyev in Tumas and Maisris. Remember when we said toward the end of the last Mishnah that Tumas Eretz Ha'amim was really divided into two parts? There's a Tumah on the Gush, touching the earth, and there's a Tumah just being in the airspace of Eretz Ha'amim. Syria only has the Tumah of touching the earth, not in the airspace. And therefore, Zok the Mishnah, once again, Masech, the Zahalas, Perig Yudches, Mishnah Zayin, HaKoynes, Adab, Syria. Someone who purchased a field in Syria, and the field is Smuchel Eretz Yisrael, near Eretz Yisrael. Im Yachal HiKoynes La, if it's possible for him to get in there, to enter Syria, Bitahara. In other words, without crossing any Eretz Ha'amim. The din is Tahira. So if I'm lucky enough to buy a field in Syria, mamish by the border, where I can go from my field in Eretz Yisrael or wherever I'm standing in Eretz Yisrael into my field in Syria without having to walk on any Eretz Ha'amim, I am tar. I'm raising my hand. Can I ask you a question? You just told me the Chazar were geyser on the gush on the ground of Syria. So what does it help me that my field is up against the border? You're right, I don't have to walk across any other field on my way into my field, but Lamaisa, my field is in Syria, and Chazal were geyser Tumah on the gush of Eretz Ha'amim. So once I enter my field, don't I become Tame? And the answer is, because the field is owned by Yisrael, and you don't have to go through any Eretz Ha'amim to get there under these circumstances, Chazal did not make the gzeir. Zayzok the batinun. Zok to Mishnah Vayta, what grows in my field here in Syria is v'chayeves b'maisus b'shvias. And that's true for all of Syria. Actually, Shemitah is also noyeg in this land. Shaila is only whether it's midraisa midrabanan. There's a machlokes. Now, for the rest of the Masechta, we're going to go into a different sugya, the sugya of midoyroisa oivde kechavim. So we'll do our chazara till this part of the Mishnah, because it's like its own Mishnah. We learned about Syria. Syria is next to Eretz Yisrael, on the top right corner, northeast. David HaMelech invaded it, but because either it wasn't together with everyone, or he hadn't yet taken control over the regular Eretz Yisrael, therefore it has din of Kivush Yachid. So it's limited in terms of whether it's part of Eretz Yisrael or not. Chazal were geyzer to Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, but only the part of standing on the ground, not the airspace. It's Mechuyev and Trumas Yimaisris. And as about Tanur explained as well as Shemitah, although there's a machlokes whether that's midraisa midrabanan. So our Mishnah told us a chiddush. If you're lucky enough to get a field mamish by the border, so you don't have to step over any other area of Eretz Ha'amim, meaning any other part of Syria, between Eretz Yisrael and your field, there's also no Beis HaKvaris or Beis HaPras in the way. So Chazal said, under those circumstances, we're going to consider your field part of Eretz Yisrael. And you're not Tommy, even though you're standing on the ground. There is another pshat, it's an interesting pshat, that there's no din of, well, if you own your field in Syria, then you don't become Tamei there. Rather, what then is the Mishnah saying? Mishnah is saying something else altogether. Lamaisa, any field you walk on in Syria, you're going to become Tamei, whether it's yours or not. Chazal were geyzer Tumah on the Gush. But there is no Tumah on the Avir. Because there's no Tumah on the Avir, so if you have a field, mamish, up against the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, what you could do is, let's say, ride in a behemah. Now remember, there's no tuma Eretz Ha'amim. If there was real Eretz Ha'amim, or a base of kvaras, or a base of pras in the middle, you would become tamei, even if you're not touching the ground, you'd become tamei from the avir. But as long as there's no Eretz Ha'amim in the middle, so you can ride on your behemah from Eretz Yisrael into your field in Syria, or come into some type of a box, as long as you're not touching the ground, because you don't become tamei through the avir. That's how some learn. Many understand the Rambam that way. Either way, if you purchase land in Syria, don't think you're going to get away with Trumas Yimaisris. You're mechuyev in Trumas Yimaisris, even though, according to some, the chiv is only the drabonon. And that ends our chazara on this part of the Mishnah. We begin our next sugya Be'er Zashem. Zaktel Gemishnah Weiter. Midoyrois ha'ayv dekechavim, the homes of ayv dekechavim. Midoyrois, like from the Lashon of Dira. Tamei, their tamei. We're talking about in Eretz Yisrael. Why? They used to bury their nephilim in their houses. A nephil, again, is a baby that's born before its time. This tumah is midrabanan. Frek the Mishnah. Kama yisha b'teichan v'yetzarach b'dika. How long does the Ovid Yechavim have to live there so that at this point it will require a b'dika that I have to check it out before Yisrael can live there b'tahar? And for the Mishnah, Arbaim Yom, 40 days. It would have to be that he lived there for at least 40 days. What's the cheshbon of 40 days? Our concern is they buried Nephilim there. Nephilim are babies that are born before they're old enough to be born alive. If the woman miscarried before the baby was in her for 40 days, that doesn't create tumah. It's only after 40 days. So therefore, if he's not living here for more than 40 days, we're not concerned. I know some of you are asking the Shaila, but who's to say that the mother wasn't already carrying the child before they moved in? Okay, that's an issue that the Mepais can deal with, but right now, this is how Chazal structured the tumah. If he lives there for 40 days, there's a chashash of tumah. And therefore, unless you do a bedika, we'll soon see what that bedika requires and how we do the bedika and where you have to be bedik. But until you do it, there's an automatic tumah. So, the Mishnah, I'll tell you a chiddush. This is true. Aval pisha eini meisha, even though a man is living there without a wife. One reason is they're prutzim barayis. Another reason is the paiskim say is Chazal didn't want to start differentiating. There is a wife. There's no wife. That's the din. When the Eved Yechavim lives there for 40 days, you have to assume that it's tamei until you're bidding it. Vayitra says in Mishnah, V'maya Eved or Isha Meshamrim Oisai. Let's say there was an Eved of Yisrael, or an Isha Yisraelis, that was appointed there as a Shomer to make sure they don't bury any Nephilim there. Ein Tzarach Bedika does not require Bedika. And the Rishonim say, the Shomer doesn't have to be there all the time, but the Eved Yechavim has to know they could come in at any time. Let me just tell you an interesting halacha. Chazal were only guys of this tum in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz. Not this tum of the Duras Ha'akim and no Beis HaPras in Chutz La'aretz either. So ironically, a Kohen who lives in Chutz La'aretz, he could enter into a Medeiros of Eved Kechavim. Only in Eretz Yisrael he can't. Why is this so? So some explain, look, anyway, you have tumas Eretz Ha'amim outside of Eretz Yisrael. But in Eretz Yisrael, where there's much greater Tahara, Chazal were geyser this particular type of tumah.